USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
As the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military is rising. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
This latest Pentagon survey that's done every 2 years shows the number of sexual assaults went up last year to over 20,000, which is the highest in 5 years. That survey finding that female service members between the ages of 17 and 24 are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Pentagon officials say the survey results are going to lead to changes in its sexual assault prevention efforts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More high-profile parents in Los Angeles may find themselves being outed in the college cheating scandal. Prosecutors have been digging around Southern California and talking to wealthy parents and asking for bank and phone records. Reports out there say that attorneys for some of the parents are willing to play ball because their clients don't want the publicity of being shamed, like actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr was supposed to testify before a House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, but he refused due to the fact that the Democrats wanted staff attorneys for 1 hour to question Barr after each congressman had their chance to question Barr. Congressman Doug Collins is the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee.
It's been 206 years of this committee. It has never, staff have never questioned in an open hearing such as this, an oversight hearing, outside of impeachment. Now, if the chairman wants these documents he's asking for, all he's got to do is start an impeachment hearing. He'll get those documents. He don't want to do it. He won't come out here to these cameras and tell you the truth. He is telling you that he wants these documents, he's going to spend it. All he has to do is start an impeachment inquiry, and then he'll get all of those documents. It's never happened in 206 years, and to say that it is precedented is just not factually accurate, and if my chairman wants to continue to be factually inaccurate, that's his problem.
But in the Senate Judiciary...
We're not the Senate. Yeah, I apologize. We're not the Senate. And I think the Senate, we operate differently. So you can say precedent, and I would agree precedent in the Senate, but when it comes to the House Judiciary Committee and how we operate, it is unprecedented.
Protesters and counter-protesters are getting in some fights at Texas State over the Make America Great Again movement.
My friend and I, who happened to be wearing a MAGA hat, kind of started getting surrounded, and we started having a very civil discourse with a group of people about race relations in America.
That audio courtesy of KSAT Channel 12 down in San Antonio, 4 students were arrested on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.